only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We are my
everything that rocks.
Good morning. Hey,
come on, come on, come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We're basically Ja Rule. Anyway,
this is a Friday song for
it
sure.
It is. Hell, I'm just going to play it on repeat. That's all we'll play for this show.
Let it ride, man. Let it ride.
It's 7:37. Brock Hunter. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Who is hiring now, by the way? You know what? Maybe you had a rough 2020, had a career change. You're looking for a career change. Mm-hmm. Specialite is hiring, and it's a hell of a place to work for.
We'll be hiring as well after we do this topic today, because what the hell?
What? This is hard-hitting radio. This is exactly what people want to know about. Your topic for today, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Which large animal would be the cutest if it was the size of a kitten? I don't know what you want from me, Hunter, okay?
Okay, kids, everybody sit down. Today in kindergarten, we're going to talk about...
So, little Timmy, what animal do you think the large animal would be the cutest if it was the size of a kitten? Well,
I drew up a blue duck because I've always wanted to see a blue duck.
No, this is a real question because here's the thing, Hunter. I want you to think about this. We are not far. This kept me up at night. We are not far away from a future where people might be able to buy, you know, like DNA miniature replicas of things like giraffes. Think about this. It's not crazy to think that someone could go to a pet store and buy a genetically made baby rhino that only grows to the size of a kitten, right?
Well, you don't even have to think about that. I mean, Rick Moranis did it back in the late 80s, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
You know, this is a serious topic, and when you don't take it serious, it bothers me, okay?
I'm serious.
But think about that, though. Like, all joking aside, it really could happen. It really could happen.
So what large animal would make it?
So I want to go large animal because you could do, like, I don't know if you've ever seen a baby cheetah. They're the cutest effing thing in the world. But that's a cheetah to me is not a big enough animal to shrink down. It's still in the cat family, whatever. For me, I really do think a large animal that would be super cute, the size of a kitten, would be a rhino. I don't know why. I think it'd be adorable to, like, set up, like, a set of pins. Like or like empty soda cans.
A set of pins for ball.
train my miniature rhino to knock over these pins and then like give him like a little treat when if he knocks them over.
You know what I would do? I'd train him to stab everybody's chins.
Ow! What was that?
Oh. God, was that a rhino?
Was that a mini rhino? What the hell was that?
Damn, just tearing up shins everywhere he goes.
I think just imagine a big ass rhino but tiny, the size of a kitten. I think that'd be awesome. That'd be adorable. That'd be adorable.
Bowling pins. You would set up bowling pins.
Think about that. You could train
your
miniature rhino. You could set up a little runway in your living room and set up pins. And here you go. Let him go at it. That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
He's got a cool trick. Hang on. I'm going to set some pins up.
This is the worst part of the trick. It takes forever to set up the pins each time. But he loves it. He loves it.
Oh, but if he could fit. Or how about this? Oh, no. If he could fit in your bowling bag, you could just take him bowling.
All right, now we've gone too far. All right, this is already a dumb topic, but
every time. Roll up in a little ball.
No. That guy used a miniature rhino. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
I like your answer.
Yeah?
But you know what? My baby elephant would kick your little baby rhino's ass.
I don't know. That'd be a fun fight to watch. See, this is why we couldn't do it, because that's exactly what would happen. There would be illegal miniature animal fighting, exotic animals.
All right. Jesus, Michael Vick.
A baby elephant, or a miniature, I should say, miniature elephant, size of a kitten.
Everything's the size of a kitten, right?
Yeah, yep.
That small.
Yeah.
God, that's tiny.
You think about an elephant's noise, all right? If it's tiny like that, it's going to be tiny. It's going to be like, Are we stoned right now?
I don't know.
I'm stoned. So are you.
This topic.
Maybe. It's fun to live in a world where you think about large animals. Dude, you could do like a whole Noah's Ark theme thing, and you could just put them on like a little tiny like toy boat, right?
Yeah. Or how about like a baby blue whale? Then you could have one in like your aquarium at your house.
That would be actually, that would be really cool. That would be really cool. Yeah, a blue whale the size of, is that the biggest one? The blue whale?
Yeah,
for sure. Shut up. You don't know. Don't act so
funny. No, it is. Come on. I'm smart.
Like, I'm going to believe Hunter. I asked Hunter, is that that's the biggest whale? Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, Brock. Believe me. I don't believe you. I'm going to look it up once we.
David Attenborough told me.
Once we take this break, I'm Googling it because I don't trust you one bit.
But you know what? You could go into the top of your aquarium and blow a little, you know.
Dude, you could think about this. You could make like, you could just have like a pool in your backyard full. You could have your own little ocean full of like baby, like miniature hammerhead sharks and, you know, other little things in there. Nessie.
I ain't jumping in that pool.
Nessie. Imagine getting bit in the nuts by a baby, or by a miniature hammerhead shark. Ow! Ow!
How about a baby little Bigfoot? A cute little Bigfoot running around your house. It'd be awesome.
Little baby Sam Squatch. Little miniature Sam Squatch running around.
It stinks, dude. It stinks. But
hear him run around giggling.
Eating all your beef jerky.
Damn it, Sam Squatch. Get out of here. I wish I never would have made you a miniature version. All right, we got to take a break. For some reason, we're doing this still. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Which large animal would be the cutest if it was the size of a kitten? Because why not? We'll be back with more WIRX.
Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. Oi.
I don't want to see no baby rhino running around.
With a schlong hanging out. your topic for the day brought to you by Specialite Mercator in Benton Township. Don't ask questions. Which large animal would be the cutest if it was the size of a kitten? You and I had another going off air. A bear.
You imagine like a
big old grizzly bear, but the size of a kitten? Adorable.
Thing would still tear you apart,
That's true. It'd still end up murdering you and eating you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little just tiny, shredded kneecaps, you know.
Little baby bear, little baby grizzly bear. We got some great answers on Facebook. Dawn said a polar bear. That's true. Polar bears are the most terrifying things in the world to me.
There was a picture the other day I saw of somebody putting their handprint in a polar bear print.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Well, what's the old saying? If it's black, fight back. Brown, lay down. White, say goodnight. So if it's a black bear, fight back. If it's a brown bear, like a grizzly bear, anything like that, you're supposed to lay down, play dead. It's a polar bear, you're dead. If you see the polar bear, that's already too late. That's what it is.
I don't know. I see a bear, I'm hauling ass.
Either way.
I'm giving it a my all, dude, in one direction.
Laura said goats. Goats aren't that big to begin with, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to think a little bit bigger. Jessica said horses. I think some miniature horses would be pretty cool.
Don't they have those?
Well, yeah, but here's the problem, though. Is miniature horses usually have some form of genetic disformity. They've been bred that way, and they're not healthy horses. They're
I want to say I've seen like a really tiny horse before, though. Looked healthy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Let's see. Brandon said pandas along with the bear family. Yeah, a panda the size of a kitten would be pretty cute. That's the other thing. People are all like, ah, pandas are so cute. It's still a bear, all right? Still a bear.
What about a little baby T-Rex?
That would be adorable. Little baby T-Rex arms.
Adorable.
I think it'd be cooler if it was like, you know, like one of those like bronchiosauruses, the one with the long necks. That'd be kind of cool. Wasn't there a movie with a bunch of tiny dinosaurs?
You're thinking of the movie Clifford when he loves this little tiny dinosaur.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
With Martin Short.
That must be it.
It's a throwback.
Let's see. Rebecca said alpacas.
Alpaca. Oh. Right.
Yeah, it's like a llama. I'm so sorry, folks. This is just the worst.
It's the stupidest topic ever. So you want little baby things spitting on you, huh? Running.
I don't think maybe alpacas do spit. I know llamas do. I've been spit on by a llama before. Yeah.
Those videos are funny to me. What'd you expect?
Yeah,
it says
exactly.
They might spit on you right there on the
side. No, I want to get my face right in front of it, in front of this animal, and see what happens.
Dude, and that's just not like a spray. That's a loogie.
Ugh, right there. Black. Let's see. Josh said giraffes would be adorable if they were the size of a kitten. Sadie said a cow.
I'd like it just a little bit bigger than a kitten, though, so I could ride it.
So you're talking, okay, so like a miniature horse-sized giraffe? Yeah. I don't think giraffes would be fun to ride because if you think about it, they slope so much, you know?
Yeah.
And where do you put the saddle? Like up on the neck or do you put it on the back?
You don't put it up. Maybe you put it up on the neck. I'm putting it on the back.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though. You're always kind of sitting at an angle with the way the neck goes.
You
kind of
got to look around him.
Yeah.
His neck's always in the way.
Yeah,
right?
That neck's always going to be in the way.
I don't know, but how majestic do you look riding a giraffe? Holding a sword.
I want it noted that on March 26th, 2021, the sentence, how majestic you would look riding a giraffe, came out of Hunter's mouth. And I'm proud
holding
of
it. Holding a sword.
On that note, I think we'll get while the getting is somewhat good. We're going to be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Cripes.